Hello everyone, Wilhelm Hast here with another podcast episode. Today we're going to speak about freedom. I have a purpose I love to pursue. It's being free and having it all. What does being free mean? Well, freedom is an interesting concept because you can look at it in three ways. I think that's powerful. You have freedom from stuff in life or from things, let's say. You have freedom with things, and then you have a freedom to things. So today we're going to quickly dip into those three, and then in future episodes I go more in depth on each of the one. When I meet leaders, I normally work with very productive senior leaders, either in businesses, in academia, or entrepreneurs. They want freedom from things. They want freedom from tasks at work that are boring. They want freedom from admin. They definitely want freedom with annoying people that are not either producing or they have conflicts around them with their staff, and they don't want to have that. They want that to disappear. They want to eradicate it. And if they could, they would just not have that occur ever in their life. Those conflicts, the admins, the boring tasks, whatever. So they want freedom from stuff. Now, the next domain of freedom is to be free with things. And that's where the real power is. You cannot be free to do things, or you can't even be free from things before you have discovered what it means to be free with things. So take the experience of stress, for example. People want to be free from stress. They want to be free from impatience. They want to be free from urgency. But in life, that's not even possible. Sometimes you'll feel a bit stressed. Sometimes you'll feel a bit rushed and urgent. Sometimes you'll feel a bit frustrated or irritated. If you can find freedom with those feelings, they let you be. Whatever you let be will let you be. That sounded maybe tricky. If you can notice that, wow, I'm a bit stressed right now, that's interesting, I better be a bit careful with myself then so it doesn't get worse. Oh, wow, I'm really impatient right now. I better be a bit mindful here so I don't start to behave rushed with other people. Then you can hold an experience or a feeling of something, freedom, frustration, and then be free with it, and it won't bother you so much. And the last, most inspiring sense of freedom is to have the freedom to pursue something. Ultimately, something way bigger than yourself. Do you have the freedom to be bold in your expression? Do you have a freedom to share your vision with people? Do you have a freedom to share your dreams, your inspiring goals with others without being concerned of what they think or with worry that you won't be able to deliver? So these three areas of freedom I find super inspiring, and they seem to me to have an order to them. You get free with things, you get free from things, and you get free to things. And it's not a strict order, but it's a good place to start. I'll go more in depth in future podcast episodes here in each one of them so we can explore, go deeper, and yes, have a bigger sense of freedom. Wilhelm Hast, you have a link to my webpage in the description of this podcast. Thanks for listening, and you're welcome back anytime you want.